right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to CADcast episode number 298. I am your host, GPD, coming at you from Tokyo, Japan. And of course, we have Wombat.
I'm feeling fine, thank you.
You sound fantastic. And also feeling fine is Shipwreck.
I'm back. I was sick for 3 days, but I'm fine now.
But Wombat has been sick for 3 months now.
A week. It's been a week.
It's been a week. But you sound worse this time than you did last time.
Well, it hit me the first day of being sick was the last show.
I see.
That we did. And yeah, I couldn't talk at all on Saturday, like completely gone.
Right. Was your wife pretty happy?
I think she kind of was. And I think Tuesday was the first day I was able to speak again.
Right. What's wrong with you?
I don't know. Probably should go to a doctor, but fuck them.
Why? You fighting the man?
Yeah, exactly. No, I just don't have time to go to the doctor.
Oh, my God. Well, we'll do our best. Wombat, do your best. Struggle through. Fight through.
I always, for the fans, the listeners.
Right, for the fan.
I owe it to them, him, to, her?
To Ralph.
Probably not. To Ralph. Probably not her.
Don't ruin my illusion.
Right. Anyway, we have a lot of stuff to talk about this week. We're going to talk about Half Minute Hero, and we're going to be giving away a bunch of codes for that game. We're going to talk about the Resident Evil 6 demo, Avengers Battle for Earth, NHL 13, Borderlands 2, and that's it. No, there'll be other stuff too. Shipwreck's going to complain about stuff. Wombat will complain about even more stuff. And
probably.
Now I'll tell you about some movies that I saw in Watch This Bitches. Two good ones this week. Two recommendations this week. I tend to only have recommendations because we really don't watch any movie that has a Rotten Tomatoes score less than 80. And that's pretty safe. Like, you're not going to watch garbage if you do that. Pretty much. But the first one I saw was The Cabin in the Woods. Have either of you guys seen that?
I have it, and don't say anything about it.
It's a movie with a guy. No, I'll say nothing about it except that, yes, you're supposed to go in cold to seeing this movie. It's not, I didn't think it was the greatest thing ever. Like, I heard, like, oh, it's amazing, it's incredible, it's this, it's that, don't.
It's fun.
It's fun.
It's a fun movie. It's a really fun movie.
It's a really fun movie. It's not Shakespeare, which I'd say a lot. But if you have, I don't even really care for horror movies, but I'm not going to say anything about it except that I recommend it and it's fun.
You just like looking at the guy who plays Thor. He's pretty dreamy.
Oh, yeah.
I like.
Is it particularly gory?
It's
Sabrina will be fine with it.
No, Sabrina will not be fine with it.
No, it's more about my wife being.
It's not
fine with it.
That bad.
Scream level, I would say.
Okay.
Like the Scream movies, so
it has a lot in common with the Scream movies.
Yeah.
Have I said too much, Shipwreck?
Maybe.
No.
No. Okay.
Well, it's got some of that tone to it.
It's got that tone. I don't like excessive gore either, Wombat. But I don't even like watching hospital TV shows because I don't like.
Oh, I can't do that.
Yeah,
I can't.
I don't like watching sick people or people dying or people being injected with things or operated on. But it's not realistic. So it's the realism that tends to make me look away. So this was, I recommend this for you, Wombat. And another one I recommend for you, Wombat, if you haven't seen it already, is the Wonder Woman animated movie from DC. I think it came out maybe 2 years ago or 3 years ago. Have you seen that?
One's, I haven't. I know it's relatively old, but no, I haven't really
seen
the Wonder Woman.
It's not.
That's relatively. DC animated movie years. Yeah, sure.
It's really good.
I believe you.
Yeah, I didn't know anything about the origin of Wonder Woman, but now I do. Ty and I watched it together. It turned out to be had a few too many decapitations for what I would normally approve for Ty, but he didn't seem to really care or mind or be disturbed by it anyway. There he goes. But
sorry.
It's okay. I liked it all. I don't think I've seen any DC animated movie that I thought was bad, that was just like flat out bad, that I wouldn't recommend. They're all pretty good quality. They do a good job over there.
Good.
Have you seen the new Batman one with Peter Weller as Batman?
The Dark Knight Returns.
Yes, part one.
Yeah, part one. I'm interested in seeing it. There's part of me that feels like I can wait. Maybe they'll come out with both parts on one
thing.
Yeah. Like, I don't know if I want to watch half of it.
Right.
Even if it is 2 hours long.
It's out on iTunes. That's how I watch all my movies, in case you're wondering. I rent them on iTunes, on Apple TV. I stop pretty much torrenting movies. Actually, I did stop. It got to the point. You know, for me, it was all about, I wasn't looking to, like, steal money for anybody or, you know, be bad or anything like that. It was all about convenience and quality. And now it's at the point where it's just easier for me to rent a movie on iTunes, and you can do it in 1080p now with surround sound and all that shit. And it looks better than, you know, downloading at least the 720p torrent, which the 1080p I'm not going to be bothered with. But so I do that now all the time. And yeah, it's on there
now.
How
is the Batman?
I haven't watched that. We'll probably watch it this weekend. But it just came out, I think, this week for rental.
Yeah, I read the book. The book's good.
I see that. We watched the trailer just to see what Peter Weller, who's the voice of who is the actor in RoboCop, how he sounded as Batman. And Mrs. Cheapy and I both agreed that he had a good Batman voice.
I'm sure he has a fine Batman. He's also supposed to be older Batman, much older Batman.
Right. Well, he's probably pretty old now. He's a history professor.
Yeah, UCLA, right? Or am I making
Syracuse, I believe.
Is it Syracuse? See, there you go. I'm on the wrong
close. Coast. Close.
Close.
Right.
They both have C's in there, right? There's a C in U's.
Yes. Yes. Cuse. But yeah, I'm looking forward to watching that this weekend. And also, I got The Avengers on Blu-ray, which I will probably watch. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm mad at you for not having watched it when it showed up yesterday.
Well, I have to wait. Mrs. Chibi didn't get home till late, and it's more
You'll
of a weekend.
You'll watch it twice.
Nah, come on. I'm not.
You're a jerk.
I'm not going to watch it twice in like 3 days.
Why not?
The only movie I did that with was RoboCop when I was 13, I think, when we rented it from Blockbuster. Well, however old I was.
Well, Avengers, you can watch 4 different versions of it. So
what do you mean? Oh, I have the Blu-ray 3D. I have the DVD.
And the digital version.
And the digital version. Right. I have all those as well.
But it's all the same movie.
Yeah, it is all the same.
The only question is whether to watch it in 3D. Did either of you guys see it in 3D?
I saw it in 3D.
How was it?
Yeah, it's probably, you probably won't notice either way.
Just watch it in without 3D. Mm-hmm. Mrs. Cheapy is already registering her complaint about having to watch it in 3D. So
then don't watch it in 3D.
It's probably not going to happen. Right. Okay. So something to look forward to. Should we go to show feedback?
We can do that. I'll try to make it through. Curfew wine. Curfew finwee. Whatever. I don't own any Wii Motion Plus controllers or adapters, but that makes no difference to me in terms of buying a Wii U. If I buy a Wii U, I would buy it to play Wii U games with the Wii U tablet controller. The PS3 and the 360 and the GameCube and many other consoles also came with one controller in the box, and the PS2 controllers and the Xbox controllers didn't work on the new platforms, so I had to purchase a second controller to play local multiplayer. That wasn't a big deal to me either. And I know Shipwreck had some things he wanted to say.
Oh, right now? Okay.
Yeah, right now. Go
sure.
for it.
It's a different situation though, right?
My problem, it doesn't really exactly relate to this, but my problem with Wiimotes in general being like so integral to the Wii U experience.
I know what you're going to say.
I don't ever want to play a game with a Wiimote.
They're shitty controllers.
They are. They are. They were good for Wii Sports and Wii Sports 2. There might have been Boom Blocks was okay with it.
Yeah, that game was fun.
So it's good with games where you have to make a throwing motion. Is that what you're
yes.
saying?
Yes. That is what the Wiimote is good for. And it's okay for simulating on-rail shooters. If you have like a gun
plugged into
to
it.
Stick it in. Right. But it's just terrible for everything else. Like it made playing like Super Mario Galaxy or God forbid Zelda Zelda was awful with that thing. You have to have the nunchuck and the Wiimote. I'm past that. Like, I have an aversion to picking up a Wiimote at this point.
you get hives?
Yeah, I just don't want to do it. And then I don't know if it's going to be the same way, because they have the GamePad Pros, I guess, that are going to be coming out for the Wii U as well.
The Xbox 360 controller?
Yeah. Is that thing going to have to plug into the Wiimotes like the current one does on the Wii?
No,
oh, I don't know.
I don't think so.
I think it's its own thing.
I think
thing.
We've seen pictures of it in use, and it didn't look like it was plugged into anything.
Yeah, perfect. I don't think so.
Make that the second controller. Get rid of all
I think
these
the
Wiimotes.
But the other thing is, how many, you know, not that we've played every Wii U game coming out, but how many of them have you played so far? And surprisingly, how many of those still require a Wiimote if you're player two?
Or
every
player one.
Game,
all of
every
them.
Game I've played at a trade show, they have handed me a Wiimote. And it just breaks my heart. Like, it's like, oh, this, we're doing this again.
We're going back to NES. It's basically an NES controller.
But it's not comfortable. It's not made to be held sideways. Can you hold it sideways? Sure. But it's not ergonomic
at all. It's a rectangle.
For those who want some games as examples, Tank 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 uses the Wiimote. That's a launch window game. Nintendo Land that uses the Wiimote.
A lot. Nintendo Mario. Uses the Wiimote a lot.
Mario, I think, for the second player does.
Well, no, the first player, what's the deal with the, if you play by yourself, you can use the tablet, or is the tablet
only... I think if
only
you play by yourself, surely you can just use the tablet.
You're not making blocks for nobody?
Right. You're just playing...
Oh, that's right. You can make the blocks with the Wiimote. There's a Game & Wario. I think that may use a Wiimote, but I'm not 100%. I feel like it does. Game & Wario?
That's a different game. I thought that was in Nintendo Land.
No, Game & Wario is a separate game. Wow. I'm looking at the list right now from the press release. And probably all those party game compilations that are coming out.
Sure. Pikmin.
Pikmin does, yep.
You can play that also with the gamepad, but every time they've shown it, they're pushing it as you can use a Wiimote.
Yeah, I think we all agree they should just have nuked the Wiimotes. Wiimote really has no place with the Wii U, I think. Unless you're doing backwards compatibility.
I really think it's going to hurt it.
I think so, too. I think it's confusing. I think it just shows... It may send the message to people that this is not a next-generation system. This is just an upgrade of your Wii. I mean, hell, it has the same name with just one letter added onto it. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't like it. That's why mine's in the garbage.
Yeah, so I guess to answer your question, Karufu and we.
His name is John. Call him John.
John is... It's not that we think the system should come with a Wiimote. It's just they need to make a decision if they are going to move to that next step and stop using that controller and use the controller that comes in the box.
Or the new
difference
one.
Between, yeah, or well, that's Xbox what I mean. The one. Controller. Yeah, well, so, you know, the difference between the Wii U and your other examples, when you bought an Xbox 360 and it came with one controller in the box, every game you bought used that controller. That may not be the case with the Wii U, and that's where the issue stems from.
Gotcha.
So there you go.
So basically what we're saying is we hate the Wiimote.
Yes.
Yeah, that I have no problem saying that.
Kill
this,
the Wiimote
point.
With fire is what we're saying.
Yeah, I do not want to play with it anymore.
No.
There was two things that kept me from really playing my Wii much. It was the Wiimote and the non-HD graphics. Those were two big turnoffs for me, like,
right.
After
yeah, me
that
too.
First year.
Me too.
Like, no, yeah,
they've solved
right.
the HD problem. The Wii U, they've broken the code. They can output through HDMI cable, and right. it shows up on our HD TVs.
Right. They've cracked the Da Vinci code of HD. Yes. Excellent.
And I think the online might even be interesting this time.
We don't know, though.
Right.
But, we'll see, though.
Yeah, man, Wiimotes.
Yeah. All right, Wombat, what else we have in show feedback?
MM2 Barry says, I think that your recording strategy was perfect this episode. Cheapy, make sure that you guys have Skype problems from now on when it comes to Wombat.
What?
His negative... His negativity and curmudgeonly ways bring the show down. When he's constructive, you guys are at your best. Unfortunately, he usually just bitches and moans. Love you guys. Keep up the good work.
Let's get back to those Wiimotes. What do you think about those, Wombat?
Well, I just want to say that it was very funny last week because I had no idea you guys couldn't hear me. And I was starting to get really annoyed. But I didn't know. I'm like, come on, I'm not. I mean, they may not be funny, but it doesn't mean you can't react at all.
Right, at least groan or something, or at least say that's awful. Right. Well, don't worry. Wombat's voice will be gone in about 5 minutes, so totally. Nobody will be able to hear him.
And I think I've been very positive lately. I don't know.
Right.
MM Barry, what does that stand for anyway? More men to Barry. Is that what that means?
Right. Massively multiplayer. All right. Should we go jump into new releases?
Sure. I'm going to say that I haven't done my due diligence on new releases too much this week because, Borderlands is still pretty much dominating
me too,
every
dude.
Hour.
Me too.
But yeah, we can talk about them. Dead or Alive 5 came out, and it's been getting decent reviews from what I've seen. I've read a couple of them. I'd like to play that, but I would like to play that when it's cheaper, I think is the stance I'm going to take on Dead or Alive. But it looks nice. I played it at E3. I mean, it played like Dead or Alive to me. I don't know. This is the first like true sequel since the like launch title for Xbox. It was early, like Xbox 360.
Yeah, and I played a lot of it, but I don't know. I feel like I've sort of grown tired of fighting games in a way, or maybe the ones that are just keep adding a number to the end of it.
Well, I mean, it's been what, 5 years at least since the last one?
Yeah. But I don't know. I guess I'll try. I don't know. I haven't even watched the video of it or anything. I should just keep my mouth shut.
It's sitting on Metacritic with a 75 right now.
So it's all right.
Yeah, which is fine because the Dead or Alive games have always had people that just can't stand them as well. Right. So
it's got boobs in it.
There have been some complaints that the boobs aren't big enough, though.
The boobs are not big enough. Can you adjust the jiggliness like you could in the other ones? Isn't this the game where you could do that?
Yeah, you could adjust the age rating. Like you could say you were 99 years old and then the real fun began then.
Oh, the tits bounce more at 99?
Mm-hmm.
Or do they sag more because they assume you're an old man and that's what you're into?
Oh, you're adjusting your age or the age of the girls?
The age of you.
Oh, so if I'm 99, I'm really perverted?
Right.
Well, that sounds about right.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you're 38, you're really perverted.
Right. Or 39.
That's right. You're older.
Oh, my God.
What's next, Grandpa?
FIFA, that came out. I hope they got the hacking issues with that.
Yeah, I was going to say, keep your credit card secure.
I don't know. I'm sure that's good. It has Kinect this time around.
Oh, great.
I hope you can just yell, kick it. At your 360.
Right. Shoot, pass.
Kick it.
I bought FIFA 12 on the PC for $5 and it seemed pretty good, but I didn't really play it too much.
I hope there's just like a soccer mom mode where you can just like yell things like boom it to the, a lot of soccer moms like to yell boom it down the field. Like
I didn't know that.
Ball.
How do you know that?
Yeah. I played a lot of select soccer growing up.
Oh. When I watch Ty play soccer, he plays inside like a gymnasium and I have to wait outside. I have a self-imposed exile where I wait outside the gym and just watch through the glass because I find if I'm inside, I just can't stop shouting instructions to him. And, I feel it's takes some of the fun out of it for everybody. So I just wait outside and just shut up. So, yeah.
Do you know anything about soccer?
I don't know. I used to play when I was younger.
Okay.
I was going to be really good, but all my friends, I had some friends and they...
Your one friend.
Right. My friend.
Who may or may not have been imaginary.
Right.
Who may or may not have been a soccer ball that you lost.
Right.
Named Wilson.
They kept having bar mitzvahs, and that's when all the games were on Saturday. All the games were on Saturday, and I couldn't go to any of the games. So I dropped out of soccer, and there goes my professional career. It was right out the window.
That must be why there's not a lot of Jews in soccer.
Yeah, so these bar mitzvahs, they're really these racist, anti-Semitic soccer leagues. They just need to adjust the schedule. I wasn't asked to try out for the traveling team. That's like the all-star team, but I didn't make it. So at least I got asked to try out.
Yeah, because they usually play their games on Sundays. I know I played on Sundays a lot growing up.
Okay. Anyway.
You would skip church to play soccer because soccer is more important. Something that Cheapy should have learned.
Bar mitzvahs? Well, I didn't have a choice. You got to go to the... You can't...
You don't have to.
Well...
Think of all the money your parents would have saved not having to write a check to some kid they don't even know.
Right. And those bar mitzvahs were just ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
Like those... Like some dude had a casino at his bar mitzvah. I mean, not a real...
We had this conversation before.
Right. It's just insane, dude.
I went to the bar mitzvah with the 1981 Islanders.
Right, right. It's nuts.
Are we talking about FIFA still, or did we move on to Pro Evolution?
I know more about bar mitzvahs than I do about either of those games.
Yeah, I think we're just talking about bar mitzvahs.
Yeah.
The Testament of Sherlock Holmes, that came out. We saw that at E3.
We did. That game was gross.
That game looked pretty cool.
It's an adventure game,
but it's the graphics are pretty intense for a adventure game.
Gory.
Yes. There was basically a dude in a chair, and you had to determine how he got murdered. And there was like he'd been burned and stabbed, and there was pieces of him missing. And
everything.
He probably got shot, I think. Yeah.
Were his guts hanging out too, or?
Yeah, I think he like his entrails had been disemboweled.
Mm. Let's see. Hold on, I'm looking. It's got a 68 on Metacritic, which is not horrible.
Yeah, again, I'll wait for a price drop on that. That came out for PC, which I'm thinking is probably the preferred way of playing that since it's an adventure game.
Right, and the fact that it's only on PC and Xbox 360 leads me to believe that the 360 is the port.
No, well, it's on PS3 as well.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, Atlas published it.
Oh. See, I don't know shit. Anyway. All right, so that's something to keep an eye on, I guess.
Yeah. How about Angry Birds Trilogy? I saw that at the Target.
I'm not keeping an eye out on that.
You're not going to pay $40 to play Angry Birds with your Kinect?
No.
How about with your Move controller?
No.
Your 3DS?
I don't have a Move controller. I do have a 3DS.
The 3DS seems like that's the most logical one. If you're really looking to pay, I don't know, like 400 times what you would normally pay for Angry Birds.
Right.
That seems to be the way to go.
Right, right.
They're going to make so much money off of this, though.
Like, I know. Yeah. Sabrina loves the Angry Birds.
Yep, Ty does, too.
I know. She has her own iPod Touch now, though.
Ooh, baller.
Oh, yeah, right? Her Generation 3 iPod Touch.
Shit. Ty's about to get an iPhone 4S.
See? You know the drill.
Yeah, last time when I got the 4S, he got the 4. He dropped it, I think, the day after I gave it to him. He dropped it on hard cement in a restaurant, and the screen completely shattered. That was pretty traumatic for everybody involved. I tried to give him my old, when I upgraded to the 4, I tried to give him my, what was it, the 3, I don't know what it was, the 3G, what was it called? But the one that didn't have a speaker in it, and he just like, he was like, no, no speaker, I'm not interested in this. Give me your phone. So, yeah. All right, what else we got here?
Hell yeah, Wrath of the Dead Rabbit came out for Xbox Live Arcade and PSN. I know nothing.
I know nothing also. Next.
Yeah. Tokyo Jungle came out on PSN, and I should be almost done downloading that by now.
It's going quickly?
Yeah, really quickly. I got a code for One Piece Pirate Warriors, which also comes out this week for PS3. And we saw that at E3 as well. That's the guy with the rubber band arms.
Right. The very anime. Like it looks like you're playing a cartoon.
It looks really cool looking. Yep. And it's like it looked like a Dynasty Warriors type beat 'em up kind of.
Yeah. We played it at E3.
Yeah. So I got a code for that, and I queued it up at 11 gigs for one piece.
Wow. Holy moly. Yeah. So that means you need 22 free on your hard drive.
Yeah, to install it. I don't know. I don't know if that game also came out at retail, maybe. I'm not sure. But
so that's going to take, I mean, it took me 9 hours to download and install NHL 13 on the PS3, and that was 7.5 gigs. So yeah, that's 12 hours, I think, right there.
Or like 2 days for me. Because
2 days? Oh, because you're on Wi-Fi.
I'm on Wi-Fi, yeah.
Yeah, this was hardwired.
I'm on an airport, which doesn't communicate well with the PS3, apparently.
Nothing communicates well with the PS3. You know what doesn't communicate well with the PS3? Internet. Because I did it with a wire, and it still took 9 hours.
Yeah, so I had Tokyo Jungle in the queue after that, and it's almost done now.
Right.
So that, and Tokyo Jungle is, I don't know that much about it, but I know it's weird. Like, you play as household pets in a post-apocalyptic Tokyo.
Right.
And you try to, like, get to the top of the food chain type of thing. Against, like, alligators and, like, more dangerous animals. So,
and you can play as little dogs.
Yeah.
And yeah, I want to check it out.
There's, like, free... The reason I bought it, well, it's crazy to begin with, but they offered up some like free Pomeranians and like other kinds of dogs and a cat.
In real life, you get a free dog.
Yeah, you get a free animal,
right,
of your choice. It just doesn't specify like what diseases they have or anything like that. You
can, right,
just pick them out of a crate. But no, they gave like free downloads of these characters, and then it's $15 normally in PlayStation Plus users. It's 12, I think, 11 or 12.
Yep.
So that seemed pretty cheap. I figured for that, I'd pick it up. But so we'll hear about that next week, maybe.
I've read the reviews, and it sounds like, you know, I like those weird Japanese games as long as they're also good games as well. And after reading a few reviews or skimming a few reviews, I'm not sure that it's... I get that it's got the weird part, but when I see, you know, terms like repetitive and frustrating and rough used to describe the game over and over, and monotonous over and over again, it just sends up my red flags. Like, you're not going to finish this game. You're going to play it for a half an hour and get pissed off and stop. So I'm on the fence of whether I'm going to try.
I'm thinking this is not a game that I'll ever finish because I've heard similar things, but I, for that price point, I figured I'd at least like to say that I tried it.
Right. And I see a website called PlayStation Lifestyle gave it a 3 out of 10. And when a PlayStation exclusive gets a 3 out of a 10 from a PlayStation website, that makes me worried. But that's just me, maybe. Anyway, anything else this week?
The first DLC for Darksiders 2 hit. That's Argyle's Tomb, which... If you bought the game at launch, you got that for free. So I guess remember to download that.
I have my code. Yeah,
yeah. I haven't played it yet, but I'd like to play some more Darksiders too.
All right.
Did both of you finish that game?
No.
No. I'm not far away, but no, I haven't.
I'm very far away because I got Borderlanded.
Yeah, that's kind of
I
the
totally
story.
Totally got Borderlanded.
Actually, I got Mark of the Ninja'd and then Borderlanded.
That's me too. And did you finish Mark of the Ninja though? At least,
uh huh.
Right? Yeah. See, I got Borderlanded too quickly. I got to get back to Mark of the Ninja, but
that game is badass.
Yeah, I got to get through that. It's so fun. Anything else?
I guess World of Warcraft. Something came out for that. The pandas.
Oh, pandas.
Oh.
One of my coworkers is playing it.
And of course, Half Minute Hero Super Mega Neo Climax Ultimate Boy is now out for Steam. For
some income.
Yes.
Seaman Cub is, I think that's how it is. Half Minute Hero Seaman Cub.
Seaman Cub is out this week on Steam, and I think next week Playism, which also gives you a Steam code. I did a live stream with my friend Esteban, who's the producer on the game, and you can watch it on youtube.com/GPD. Can watch the whole thing, and we're going to give away 5 codes to that game. All you got to do is make a comment in the show thread, a constructive comment about the show. can be positive or negative. It just can't be give me the game. And also mention that you want the game along with your constructive or whatever, your legit comment. But it was fun. I had a fun time playing it with Esteban. Pretty interesting. Like, it's a bunch of mini RPGs in one package where, you know, each game only takes like a minute or two to play.
It's fun. Yeah.
Maybe a half minute.
Well, you have a half minute. The mechanic is you basically have a half minute to finish the game. The, you know, there's 60 games in there or something like that. You have a half minute to finish the game, but you're going to run out of time. So you have to do things in the game to earn more time. You have to pray to the time goddess to earn more time. It has new graphics as well as the old PSP graphics and some of the modes from that game. So it's, I don't know, it's $10, and I think it's on sale. If you buy it from Steam this week, it's 10% off. So
do you know how much has changed between the Xbox Live Arcade version and the PC version?
Well, they added new graphics.
Well, the Xbox Live Arcade version had to where you could change back and forth between the old and the new too, I believe.
Oh, I thought I got the. I was under the impression that these were new for this version, but
They might have made even newer new graphics.
I didn't even know there was an Xbox Live Arcade version.
And I think it has modes that were not in the Xbox version. There's like a RTS mode, and I hope I'm, you know, I sat with Esteban for an hour and a half yesterday. You think I'd be an expert on the game, but yet here we are. So anyway, it's fun. And I think, you know, whatever. We're giving away the code. So bam. Okay. So that's it for new releases.
That's a lot of new releases that we didn't know much about. Yes.
Yeah. It's getting ridiculous now. All these games, it's like, there's like three Xbox Live PSN releases every week. There's new, you know, AAA retail releases coming down the pipe. It's time to be buried by games.
I think it's sales wise. I think most of the stuff that came out this week, except for FIFA, is going to get buried behind Borderlands. Like, everybody bought Borderlands.
Yeah. I just see when I go on Steam, it's just like, oh, you have 40 friends playing Borderlands. And it is awesome. We'll talk about Borderlands in a minute. Let's do a quick little ad for our friends at GoDaddy.com for all your web hosting and domain registration needs. You can get 10% off any order with CAG10, $5 off a $30 order, CAG5 off 30, and $7.49 domain registrations with CAG domain. That's GoDaddy.com. So, yeah, let's move on to multi-platforming, Wombat's news and stuff. Should we talk about Borderlands now? I mean, I don't know what else to say except that I love it. And I'm having a good time playing with the mouse and keyboard. Shipwreck, I'm disappointed that you are using the control. I know you're playing both the Xbox version and the PC version, but I'm disappointed that you're defaulting to the Xbox controller on the PC version.
It's just easier.
Well, that's because you're just not used to it.
Well, if I'm playing the game on both systems, I don't have to learn two different control schemes then.
But eventually, don't you want to feel comfortable with the mouse and controller?
My thing is, Borderlands isn't a competitive game, so I'm fine just playing it the way I enjoy it.
But maybe you don't know, you're not giving it a chance, is what I'm saying. Maybe you'd enjoy it more if you actually put in a little time.
I fought the first bully mong, and then I switched back to the
You controller. Mean, what is it, a fart monster? Isn't that one of the...
Boner fart?
Boner fart, yeah.
And
I've played through that level three times at least now, so...
That's funny.
I've got three characters going simultaneously, so...
You are pretty hardcore.
You're like a crack addict.
I've put in, I think, 40 hours on the PC version, and I want to say around 32 on the Xbox version. I'm looking it up on Raptor.
Somehow my numbers are all wrong on Raptor and Steam, because it says I've only played like 4 hours, but that's impossible. I'm level 16 or something.
It's not showing my yesterday playing yet, but so I probably played about 12 hours. And you know, I think that's pretty good. I've also been sick. I don't know if you know, but I've been sick.
I couldn't tell. You sound fantastic to me.
I know. I've been going to sleep at like 8:30 every night. So
apparently I've played 40 on the PC and 39 on the 360.
You are a crazy person.
Wait, say those numbers again. I'm sorry.
I've played 40 hours on the PC and 39 hours on the 360.
Holy shit.
So what's the character? Which one is your favorite?
Not Gunzerker. I still don't
love
him.
I don't like him. Yeah.
I think the Commando is the most... He's the easiest to play as.
I figured he would be, which is why I took him.
Yeah.
His assassin is just awesome.
Yeah, it really is. Like, it can save you even if you're playing badly.
yeah, which is why
the assassin's power, it takes a while to get used to it, and I think he's better. Like, I'm a level 27, I think, now with the assassin, and so I'm getting pretty far down the skill trees. And once you get your melee to where it's doing like 300 damage and then refilling your health and then respawning your decoy so you can go and do a super kill while you're in stealth mode, and you can keep that going for a while, then it becomes fun to play with him. But it's tough to play the assassin in some parts.
Well, do you find that just leveling up in this game in general takes too long?
I don't think so.
I find maybe it's also because, I mean, you don't even get a skill point until level, what, 5?
Mm-hmm. Right. I don't think so. I feel like it's doling them out to me at a reasonable pace.
I feel like I'm not adding to my skill tree as often as I feel like I should be.
Are you going speaking of skill trees, I'm going basically turret. Like, I'm putting all my points towards the turret.
Health regen.
You could use some health regen right now.
I know. I am. I could.
I feel like that was, like, I'm going right for those. I saw rockets, you know, rockets is somewhere on the skill tree on the turret side. And I was like, I got to get those rockets. So I'm just making a beeline right for the rockets. And I think next level, I think I got it. So I'm pretty excited for the rockets.
What grenades are you guys rolling with?
I mix it up.
I have sticky fire grenades. And I like those a lot. They were what I got with the golden key. When I use my golden key, they're grenades that stick to people, and then when they explode, they also light on fire. And I like
that. I understand that by the name of what you called them.
Sticky fire grenades. Well, yes. You know, you never know, but it's pretty awesome.
Right.
Have you been using the singularity grenades at all, Cheapy?
I don't think I've seen any of those.
The singularity grenades on the PC are awesome.
The graphics look amazing.
Yeah, because the singularity grenades, you throw them and it sucks all the enemies towards them before they explode.
Oh, okay.
But on the PC version, it also sucks in like any banners that are around or like debris that's around. So it just like creates this big vortex of just crap, and then it explodes it all.
I have never even seen those. I got to keep an eye out for those.
I think you might start encountering those a little later. Because there's also homing grenades, which I didn't see very early, which those are fun too. Because guess what those do, Wombat? Can you tell me what the homing grenades do?
When you throw them, do they wind up in my house?
Exactly.
Yes, in your home.
Is that what? Yeah, homing grenades.
I don't know. All I know is that was good, Wombat.
Thank you.
All I know is that I have a sniper rifle that if I get a headshot, it does like 1,500 damage, and I like that.
Nice.
And it wasn't the one you gave me, Ship. I found it right after you gave me that certain one. But
yeah, I've got one. My sniper rifle now fires 3 rounds in a row.
Oh.
It's pretty nice.
Right. I love that game, man. I just think about it.
No, it's really
all the
good.
Time.
But you and I, Cheapy, I know we both agree on this. I don't know if Shipwreck does. I find that I prefer to play alone.
Yeah, it feels more RPG-like when I play alone because I have time to go through all the loot that I find. And I feel if I'm playing with other people that I'm rushed. I'm rushed for 2 things. One, I'm in a grab race to get the loot before the other person does. And 2, I feel like I can't, you know, I feel like I'm slowing everything down. Like, I don't feel like I have enough time to really pore over what I have and make sure I'm using the right stuff and selling stuff when I need to. I feel like I'm always in a hurry.
I agree with you. Miss a lot of the just the dialogue and everything too when you're playing with other people.
Yeah, I think this game, even though the co-op is fun and well suited to the game, I don't think your first playthrough should be co-op.
Unless it's same room co-op.
Oh, because
that's a lot of
different.
Fun. Split screen co-op when the game's a lot of fun.
You mean you don't make your wife go upstairs and you stay downstairs so you can have a full screen?
That would require two copies of the game.
Oh, there you go. That's true. Yeah.
Or you could buy another PC.
Oh, that's a good idea too.
There you go.
Right, that's cheap.
Yeah.
Chip and I played together. It was fun. But I was worried that
But you didn't even get the jokes either when we were playing together.
Right. Because I felt like there was just too much going on somehow. Or, I was worried about where you were and if I was going in the right place. And just those things just don't happen when I'm playing by myself. So not to say that it's bad or anything. It's just a preference thing.
I think there's some missions that are very clearly structured to where you need multiple people though.
Oh, okay.
All side mission stuff so far. Like, and you can get through them on single player, but do you remember the level we played at E3? That it was like the robot
with the
escort,
robots.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That robot escort mission. That is giving me fits in single player. Because you have to keep this robot alive as he's doing his thing. And all of a sudden, like, there'll just be things attacking from every direction on this robot. And while you're dealing with the people on the one side of him, he's just getting crushed on the other side. So I think if you just had at least one other person in your game, it would be really easy.
Right.
But playing on your own, stuff like that gets pretty difficult. You also die a lot more when you play on your own.
Right, right. I got
Which
hit by
I
a train.
I always hate.
I got hit by
I
a
hate
train
when now. You die in that game because you lose money, and then I'm like, oh, I could have used that money for nothing.
Right.
There's no reason to buy anything in this game.
Right.
Bullets.
Yeah. I
don't even buy bullets, yeah.
How do you not buy bullets?
They're
everywhere.
Enough, yeah.
I was playing with you, Wombat, and you weren't even looking at the chest. You were driving me nuts. You were just like running by everything, and
Because I was playing with other people. When I'm alone, I open everything. When I'm playing with other people, I feel like I need to like keep moving.
That's
10 minutes opening everything.
Right. Exactly.
I just open everything.
Well, you're a better person than I am.
He doesn't mind about slowing things down. He's not.
No, seriously. I don't. That's why that's the same thing. Same problem I had with Diablo 3 is the people just like running ahead. And I'm like, no, there's a dude over here that if I click on, I get 3 coins out of him.
Right.
3 coins.
It's I love it. I want to play it.
Yes, it's very good. Tell me about Resident Evil 6. We're moving on.
Hold on, wait. I want to ask Chip one question. Oh, okay. And then we'll move on, I promise.
Okay, that's fine.
Do you have a problem jumping from the PC version to the 360 version? Is the graphical difference like that big that you
No, it's not like my eyes start burning or anything.
But do you feel like, oh, I'm playing on... No, you don't have that problem.
I play the PC version over the 360 version.
Gotcha. Well, yeah. I feel like I'm developing like that problem now where it just looks so... Everything looks so much better on PC that even when I play a game I'm really looking forward to, like Need for Speed Most Wanted, it just looks so janky on console that I feel like I'll just buy the PC version. But anyway.
Yeah, the style of Borderlands 2, if you didn't know what you were missing on the 360 version, it still looks great.
Right, because I remember seeing it at E3 and thinking it looked great on 360.
Yeah, I mean, really, it's mainly just all the extra effects that are going on.
Yeah. Okay, cool. So Resident Evil 6 demo, am I the only one that played it? I am. Okay.
Yep.
Well, this is the first proper Resident Evil game where you can move and shoot at the same time. Is that correct? You're the Resident Evil expert.
They've cracked the code.
They've cracked the code.
I believe this would be the first time. If you're telling me you can do it, then this is the first time.
Okay, so you can do it. Yeah.
You move really slow, though.
Well, yeah, but that's okay, because when you're aiming, you know, you should be moving slow, I feel like, in a game okay. like this. Yeah, it works. I like the fact that there's melee options that are fun to look at. Like, you can do sort of kicks and wrestling moves on the zombies, and I like that. I'm not a big fan of quick time, like button mashing to pass certain events, and that this game seems to have a bunch of that. At least the demo did. But I don't know, it seemed pretty solid from what I play. I don't think I would buy it, but
I think that tweet I put on here from some of the Polygon guys.
What's that?
It's from Sumit. It says, "Take heed, folks." Response to Arthur Geis's tweet, it sounds like the street date on Resident Evil 6 is broken in these situations. I advise people to wait for reviews.
Oh.
What?
So, it's on the outline. You could read it yourself.
I don't even see it. Where do you see
it? It's right above top analyst.
It's down halfway through the outline where we're not at. Gotcha.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I still can't find it.
That's funny. But it sounds to me like they're telling people to wait for the reviews. Oh, yeah.
Oh, Arthur Geis said that. The guy that gave Borderlands a 7.5.
But he also gave Borderlands a 7.5, so I don't know.
Borderlands a 7.5?
Yeah, he did. He gave it's the lowest review on Metacritic.
Hmm. Well, that's his prerogative, certainly. I had, you know, some problems with the controls. Like, I seem to, like, if you run, like, the movement seemed a little off. Like, when you're aiming, it seemed fine because you're moving very slowly. But once you start getting some momentum, like, you start tripping over things and you, I don't know. Like I said, I still don't think it's for me, but.
I think hesitant. A big problem for you too, Cheapy, would be this story. Like,
yes. I have no idea what's happening. There was a zombie president in the demo. Actually, I understood the demo story because there wasn't much of it. But in past Resident Evil games, Japanese story makes me turn into a zombie and my eyes roll back into my head. So unless they've sorted that out, we're going to have a problem. Let's see. What else? Avengers Battle for Earth. That's the
connect. What did you think?
Well, Ty, I saw it on there that, well, Thorbon wanted us to talk about it, and I saw that there was a demo, so I took the Kinect out of the closet, did that delicate balancing act where I have to put it on the top of my television without it falling over. I don't have any mount for it or anything, and the TV's very thin, so I have to put it just right, otherwise calamity ensues. It's a fight. I didn't realize this is just like a straight-up fighting game with Kinect.
Yeah, it's a straight-up fighting game for Kinect. And it's going to be a full retail release.
It's, you know what, like, it looks okay, but are there a lot of people, like, over the age of 7 that want to play a fighting game with Kinect?
Does there need to be a lot of people over the age of 7 that want to play
Fighting? I guess not. Ty seems, I mean, I have a video of Ty playing it on youtube.com/TySpot. He seemed to like it. He got bored quickly because you could only be Hulk and Thor. It was like a tag team match in the demo, and then they make you watch a commercial, and then you can't choose who you want to be. You just have to start over. It seemed fun. Like, I don't know. Like, it worked. The controls work sometimes. It's like any Kinect game, you know. The controls work maybe 70% of the time. It looked fine. I don't know. If it was an Xbox Live Arcade game, I would definitely buy it for $15 for Ty, because he would have a lot of fun with it. But
can you play it with a basketball? Has that been confirmed or not?
You could. Are there any superheroes that might use a basketball? I don't know. I don't think so. I would say it's no
big lob.
NBA ball.
Oh no, that's a G.I. Joe.
That's a G.I. Joe.
Yeah, I don't know. There's a lot of characters in it, and it's not just
the the Harlem Globetrotters, the Super Globetrotters.
Yeah, Curly.
You remember that cartoon when the Globetrotters were superheroes?
Yep.
Yeah. Hmm.
There were a lot of ones. There were like Globetrotters and Scooby-Doo.
Yes. But they also had one where they were superheroes.
Right.
Subtly racist superheroes.
It was pretty subtle, yes.
Why? What happened? I don't even remember.
The show is... They could only get away with some of those drawings in the 70s.
Oh, what, they're eating watermelon and stuff?
It had a very Fat Albert, very Fat Albert tone to it.
Oh, baby, like that.
Sure.
Yes.
So anyway, Battle for Earth. Yeah, $15. I'm probably in, but for Ty, and it's fun. Like he had to say, you know, when you're Thor, you're like you do your super move, you have to jump up in the air, and then the screen prompt will tell you to say for Asgard, and it's, you know, and then it does the super move. It's like I said, 5 year old thinks it's the shit, basically.
Wombat was very happy to see it at E3. I remember that.
Who's next?
I liked it until I found out it was a full retail release. Because when I played it, I thought it was be an XBLA game.
Right. Didn't look good. Anyway,
this is a really fun XBLA game.
Right.
But it's not. So
maybe
did you tell them that?
I should have.
Just, yeah. They want to hear that from you. So I mentioned before I bought NHL 13 for PS3. I don't know if I mentioned this last week. So, you know, I bought the Xbox version. It was region locked. You know, shame on me for not looking first. Last year's was region free, whatever. I fucked up. So I downloaded the PS3 version. Very good, fun game. I go to play online. Keep saying there's nobody to play with. Nobody to play with. Can't find a partner. Can't, you know, it said there was a bunch of people online, but then you go to play, just not happening. So after this, I'm guessing it's the online play is region locked to your console origin. So I can only play against other people in the Asia region, which there are none. So I cannot play any online at all, which sucks because that was basically my favorite part of the NHL games. And Xbox never had a problem with that when it wasn't region locked. So they really don't want me to enjoy this game, I think. So, I don't know. I'm having bad luck. Just like the real NHL players. I'm having bad luck this year. And speaking of bad luck in sports games, NBA Live 13 is canceled again. And they say now EA is saying that the new game is coming next year. So, is that, you think, you know, for the new... Do we still think that next year is the next gen?
Yeah.
We do.
Yeah. I do.
You do.
For 360, not for PS3. But
I'll take Shipwreck's word for it.
Wow, you think PlayStation's going to let that happen again?
Yes.
Oh, man. I mean, that destroyed them, this gen. Even with the complete massive fuck-up that was the launch Xbox 360s that cost Microsoft over $1 billion replacing those broken pieces of shit, they still took a huge chunk out of Sony's market share. And they're not going to make that same mistake twice, you would imagine.
Hmm?
So
I wouldn't imagine that.
Oh, you wouldn't? You think
I think they're perfectly capable of making that same...
You think so?
That same... I don't know if it's a mistake this time. I think it's just...
They don't care. They need to get it out. They know that it's
timing
important.
Timing-wise? The reason I say that is, I mean, there's been rumors about Xbox dev kits already being out there in the wild.
Right, right.
I've not seen very much about Sony's. I don't know. I just don't think they would be ready for next year.
Right. Yeah, that makes sense. I agree with that. That seems like some logic bombs. KTM4444 writes in and asks, how many millions of dollars do you think EA flushed down the toilet via the cancellations of two NBA Live games?
I know the answer.
What is it?
Lots of millions.
Lots? No, it's got to be. I mean, a game like that is...
No, it's not lots of millions. Some millions.
No, I mean, how many... What, like 30 million a year to make 30 to 50 million to make a game like that?
You think it's that much?
Yeah, I think so.
That actually sounds high to me.
Really?
But,
well,
yeah.
I mean, this is not like just a new iteration, right? This is not just the jump from Madden NFL 12 to 13.
Well, no, and there is also just the cost of the license can't be cheap.
Right. And I don't know. So I'd say two games. I think you're talking about a total, maybe total 50 million. 60 million? I'm just guessing. I don't know.
It doesn't sound reasonable, yeah. But it's the smart decision again. Like,
right.
They weren't ready to put this game out. Like, it would have come out, and the only people who would have bought it were people that didn't know any better.
That didn't know that NBA 2K3 is supposed to be awesome.
Yeah, and they're in such a hard position now because NBA 2K13, like, for years now, they've been iterating on a game that was, to begin with, superior to the NBA Live franchise. And now, like, this year they come out and they announce the Dream Team. Like, NBA Live's going to come out and then have nothing?
Right. Well, they literally came out and announced nothing. We're going to have nothing.
I think that's a smart move. I mean, I still think it would take a miracle for them to come out with a game that is on par, at the very least, with NBA 2K, because 2K's had years to just iterate and come out with new features and have all of these licenses signed with these people. Like, the biggest thing I think NBA Live could do is pay Michael Jordan more money than 2K does.
Right, right. And I think it's a smart move to wait for the next gen, because in that regard, the slate is sort of wiped clean in a lot of people's eyes. You know, always a big jump, and you never know how certain franchises will make that jump. Mm-hmm. So I think it's a smart move. Why come out with NBA Live 13 now, where, like Shipwreck says, the chance of it being competitive to 2K is pretty small. And then when they come out next year, people are just gonna be like, oh, fuck that. I just, 2K all the way. At least they have a chance if they come out on the next gen system of people giving them the benefit of the doubt. Yep. Did you hear about the new Black Ops 2 Zombies mode? Seems like they're going the sort of Left 4 Dead route a little bit, or DayZ, I guess, with open world zombie mode. Get a lot of value, these games. People rag on, Call of Duty. This same thing every year. People just, spending their $60 like sheep. But they do make changes. They do add. There is a lot of content for your $60. So
there was a lot of content in the last one.
Yeah. So this one sounds interesting to me, that you can, there's this new zombie mode and you're on a big open world. Like, sounds like Walking Dead, something, something. So I don't know. I'm interested. That sort of said, you're going to get that on PC?
I like the last one with the presidents.
Yeah, that was cool. That was fun. I gave that a shot.
That was 2 ago, right?
Was that 2 ago?
That was Black Ops.
Yeah, that was Black Ops.
Okay, well, whatever. Right, well, I like the one with the presidents in it.
Yeah, that was the last Black Ops game. Sure, Wombat was right.
Sure, just not the last Call of Duty
game. Right. Are you going to get... Now, here's the question, Chip. You're going to get... First of all, you're going to get Black Ops 2, and would you get it on Xbox or PC? Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Oh, it's competitive, so you'd probably go Xbox.
No, because I don't really play those games competitively.
Aha! So the co-op.
Yeah, I would be fine with the PC version on that. Okay. Because I play through the single player, and then I play the zombie stuff. That's the co-op stuff.
Gotcha.
I don't like getting shot and then respawning and then getting shot and respawning.
You wouldn't like that multiplayer mode then.
No. I mean, it's the whole Call of Duty model of leveling up your character and getting new stuff is great if that's, like, it's outstanding if that's the game you're going to dedicate yourself to. If it's the game you're occasionally going to play. Okay, how's it different?
I don't know. It's supposed to be more. No. It's supposed to answer that concern, though, where you can be competitive without. You can get good perks. The way the perk system works or something like that, I don't pay a lot of attention to that. But
I've heard that same line. They say that every year.
Yeah, it never works.
Because it would screw over the people that are really into it then, too. You're screwing over the people who are just playing it casually for the people who are really into it and want to have better stuff than other people.
It's a decision that needs to be made by the developer. Is this game going to reward people that want to play for a long time, or is this a game that people could just pick up and play? Right. And I think for the developer's dollar, it probably makes more sense to go with the let's reward the dedicated players, because those are the ones that are going to be more likely to play it longer and then buy new maps.
Hmm. Yeah.
I can still drop in and play every once in a while. I mean, it's not like you just get mowed down. Like, you can get a kill or two. It's just,
Nope. None.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not a kill. Unless it's someone on my own team by mistake.
Right. Wombat subscribes to the school of stand in one spot and spin and shoot.
Yep.
Don't move. Spin around, never move and shoot. He plays like Resident Evil. The old Resident Evil.
That's how I play everything.
You can move and shoot?
That's why I like those games so much. Because I'm like, oh, this totally fits my play style.
You like to run out there in the open so you can get a good view of everything.
Mm-hmm. Let me turn around slowly. Oh, I'm dead. Oh, I shot somebody on my own team. Let's see what else we got here. Forza Horizon. Forza, I think, is how you're supposed to say it. Is coming out very soon.
It's pronounced karaoke.
No, that is completely wrong.
It's pronounced Horizon. Forza Horizon.
They announced, which I think, if I'm not mistaken, and I've done absolutely no research on this whatsoever, just, you know, my thought is that this is the most expensive season pass that we've seen in a game. $50. That's 4,000 Microsoft points.
That's similar to what a Call of Duty Elite membership is.
Okay, right. But that's not just DLC. That's like access to some other shit too. But this is supposed to get you all the DLC that's coming out, I believe. I don't know. I think last year, I mean, for Forza 4, I bought the season pass. And I felt like I wasted my money on it because you're basically giving money for cars. You don't know what the cars are going to be, right? So in an ideal world, you want to buy the cars that you're interested in. You don't want to just spend a lump sum and get everything because maybe you don't give a shit about like the Volkswagen Golf, you know? So I think this time I'm not going to fall for that. I'm just going to, unless, you know, go piecemeal on the cars, but I will admit to buying the pre-ordering the limited edition.
I think you should just plop down $50.
You think so?
I think that's what you're going to do anyways.
Just go for it. Do it.
Yeah.
Do it. Do it.
I'll see. I don't know if the game is even... I mean, I've played the game twice so far. The same, you know, the same demo at PAX and E3. Seems awesome, but I don't know. Awesome enough for me to order it, but not awesome enough for me to buy the DLC, $50 DLC pass.
Sight unseen.
Yeah, I gotta get my hands on it. What else we got here, Wombat?
What else do we have on there?
Mass Effect trilogy.
Yeah,
the first Mass Effect game is going to be on the PlayStation 3.
Oh, great.
That was a Microsoft Studios game at one point. I think that's interesting. Well, I didn't think that would ever happen.
Do you think a lot of people are going to be jumping on the Mass Effect trilogy?
I think people that have played Mass Effect 2 and Mass Effect 3, I think they're going to have Mass Effect 1 as a downloadable title on the PSN, and I think a lot of people will get that.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you if you just start with a sequel, do you go back and play the original? I don't think I've ever done that.
Well, I can't think of that many trilogies that are all from the same generation where I've experienced that.
Right, I understand. Yeah.
If it was a PlayStation 2 game, then I may not jump back. But since it's a PlayStation 3 game and you've completed the other two games and you really want to see where, you know, yeah, it would probably feel like a prequel.
Okay.
But that might actually be kind of cool to see some of the things you've only heard your characters talk about.
I guess.
That first game plays so differently than the
It totally plays differently, yep.
I feel like it'd just be disappointing for anybody who played it unless they change it up somehow, which they won't. So.
What would be great, like, to really sell this is if they came up with a new ending for Mass Effect 3. It was only available in this trilogy.
Right. That would be good.
Sets up Mass Effect 4.
Let's see. Okay, moving on to Nintendo. The Wii launch, supported by 23 day one.
About that briefly already.
I want to look at the list, though.
Here's a question. So somebody wrote in. So there's 23 day one releases along with the Wii launch.
Launch window.
It says day one. The headline of this article is 23 day one releases.
Okay, fine. 23 day one releases. I'm looking at it. I could count, but I don't feel like it.
Right, you can't count. So Tim writes in on Facebook and he says the Wii U launch lineup was announced and is easily the best launch lineup ever. What are your opinions on it compared to the other launches? I know you're not too excited about the system in general. Is he being sarcastic or not? I can't tell.
I could see how you could say that.
That he's being sarcastic?
No. Well,
that he's not.
I think you could say that he's being honest when he says that.
Because you got Black Ops 2, which is like a pretty giant game.
Well, I think what you're looking at here and why the launch for this is so amazing is that the launch titles for this console are end of cycle titles. Yeah, they're end of cycle titles for two other major consoles. These aren't launch titles. They're end of cycle consoles for a console that's 5 years behind before it's even on shelves.
Right. The biggest releases definitely, I'd say, would meet that.
I mean, totally, you're not going to say, oh, this is the best launch ever. It has Call of Duty and Skylanders Giants and Madden, Mass Effect 3.
Let's see what doesn't fit that in his launch title. So you got Nintendo Land, Mario Brothers, New Super Mario Brothers U.
Transformers Prime. I think that's a Wii U exclusive.
Okay. No, is it?
I believe it is.
Yes, it is. It is. I don't know what ESPN Sports Connection is, but it sounds
that
horrible.
That is a sports minigame collection.
Right, like I said, it sounds horrible.
Formerly known as Sports Connection before they secured the ESPN license.
So that's basically it. That's not out on the other consoles. Zombie U.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
New Super Mario Brothers. Did you say that one?
Yep. So I will disagree with you respectfully, Tim. Who?
New Super Mario Brothers will be good. Doesn't make the best launch ever. But
I think if you look at it a different way, in that if you're a person that only had a Wii this last generation and you didn't have a 360 or a PS3,
yes,
then this launch is balling. Like, yes, you're getting a lot of good stuff.
Yeah. Well, that
what are you
going to
buy, though? Are you going to buy all those games? When some of these games, why would you buy? I mean, are they going to be releasing Mass Effect 3 in the launch window at $60 for the Wii U?
If you don't have the other consoles.
I know, but you could also, but if your interest, if the reason why you're buying a Wii U is to play these games that are available on other consoles, some of these games are already available on other consoles for half the price. Plus, you could get the console itself cheaper if you buy another brand console.
But what if you only want one console? You want to play Mario, and you want to play Assassin's Creed.
This is your choice.
This is Tim. Yeah. Tim from Facebook.
For those people, all eight of them.
One of those people. So, I mean, I could see that exists, but probably not too many people who are listening to this show fit that description. But,
right.
Okay, so I think we've analyzed the Wii U launch pretty well.
We solved it.
I'm very happy about this conversation.
There's a lot of solving going on. A lot of code cracking and solving.
We're very important people.
Yeah. Let's move on. So Mrs. Cheapy got her iPhone 5.
As did Mrs. Wombat.
Aha. What does she think?
She thinks it's awesome.
She does?
She likes it. I think it's such a girl phone.
How's that?
It's so light and thin and tall. It is. It's like Virginia Slims.
It is surprisingly light when you pick it up for the first time.
It's oddly feminine. It makes me uncomfortable.
She has the white one, I'm assuming, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, the white one is definitely more feminine. The black one is looks pretty badass.
I don't know.
But Mine will be ready. Mine's ready for pickup. I just haven't obviously I want it, right? I'm going to buy it, but I'm so not excited about it that it's been ready for pickup since Tuesday, I think, and I'm not picking it up till Sunday. I need Mrs. Cheapy to go with me, but if I was super excited about it, I would make Mrs. Cheapy go.
I don't think the leap is there. I don't think it's a huge The 4S to the 5, it's not a huge shift in dynamic. You're not going to
really feel
the difference. Other than the weight.
But you could. You might. I haven't used it, so I don't know. I've only used Mrs. Cheapy's briefly.
I mean, I'm not saying it may be better, may not be better. That's all personal preference and opinion. I'm saying that if you have a 4S, I don't think you're going to be upset not having
it's
a 5.
It's not exciting. I heard the LTE speeds are awesome. That's exciting, I guess. But
sure.
Other than that, I don't know. I'm just not super excited. But
I like that my wife has to find my phone and I know her password so I can use my phone and I can keep tabs on my wife and where she is at all times.
Does she know that you have that?
Yeah, she does.
She's going to know when I send her this email.
There you go. She's very well aware that I can do that. She thinks it's very cool.
Oh. We'll talk about it next week. I'll give you my my in-depth
it's fun. Opinion. My wife recorded a video of Sabrina singing Call Me Maybe, you know.
Right. Yeah.
That's about it.
You should get a YouTube account for all Sabrina's videos.
I know. We keep saying that and then we don't do it.
It's much easier than Facebook's lame.
I know, but I don't need her to go viral.
Well, it's the same thing as Facebook. It's just easier for your friends and family to find all the videos.
Says you.
Like me. That's why I never watch those videos. Because you're like, oh, did you watch Sabrina's video? And I'm like, I'm going to go start digging through Facebook to find it.
Digging. Search my wife's name.
Right. That's. I can't remember her name. I keep typing in dick. Mrs. Wombat.
That's because right. You're a dick.
Right. Right. Let's move on to the CAG bag here. USFH Bomb, our good pal, wants to know if any of us are considering making a trip to PAX Australia.
It's a short flight for you.
It's not a short flight. It's about the same as going to LA. But the big difference for me is that the time difference is it's only 1 hour difference as opposed to 17 hours difference. So there's no jet lag factor, which is huge, which is really big. So I'm considering it. I haven't discussed this with Mrs. Cheapy yet, of course. But maybe they would come too. The problem is, in order for this to be a fun trip for my family, I need my parents to come so that they can watch Ty.
Or you can go by yourself and have Osaka Grandma stay at your house.
Right. Right. That would be good too. But I know, but you know what? I get lonely. I miss my family.
Don't give me that bullshit. I'll miss my family.
I missed my family last time at E3. I did.
Whatever. You hate your family. You never even called them.
I did call them. And I
know. I asked you what your son's name was. And you're like, I don't know.
Right.
Shu.
I don't know. Shoe. I think
Shu.
Yeah. And I was like, I think I saw Cheapy shedding some tears while we were watching The Dictator.
Right. That's because my eyes were bleeding. Those were tears. I miss my family. I was homesick. Well, I am considering it to answer your question, USFH Bomb. It's in July. It's at the end of July in Melbourne. And I've never been to Australia. And quite frankly, I'm pretty bored of Vancouver. So I think we should.
I bet there's going to be some great reveals a month after E3.
Crocodile Dundee game there. Shrimp on the Barbie dash.
Right. I didn't realize it's right after E3. I don't know. Ty had a great time at PAX, though. So if I tell him about it, he's going to keep bothering me. Let's see. Enema 4, 6, and 2 wants to know from each of us, what would be the very last thing you eat before you were killed in the electric chair? What would your last meal be?
My tongue, isn't that though?
No, not my tongue. I'm going surf and turf, lobster, filet mignon. Wombat?
I would go also probably surf and turf, but Maine lobster and a ribeye.
Shipwreck?
Pony? I think I'm going to go, what? Yeah, I think I'm going to go with a five-way.
Five? What is that?
Really?
Mean? Yeah.
What's that's a five-way? Please tell me.
You are such a Cincinnati good. Person.
It's good.
I'm not saying it's not good. But
what is it? What is it?
It's spaghetti, Cincinnati chili, cheese, onions, and beans, right?
That's right. You've correctly assembled a five-way.
I am not changing my answer based on that.
You don't?
I don't know if I'd go. I'm not a fan of beans.
I like beans, but not with all those other things.
I think I would like a four-way.
Right. I'd like a three-way.
Yeah. I had a filet mignon for lunch today.
Shit. From where?
From Bobby Van's Steakhouse.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
KG wants to know, now that Shipwreck has had some time with it, does he have any opinions about the Elgato Game Capture HD device?
It's pretty sweet. I like that one.
Where's the Baller Beats video?
Well, the Baller Beats won't be with that.
Okay.
Because the Elgato just does it with HDMI. The great thing about the Elgato is it doesn't require a power cord. It's all USB powered.
Okay.
So you just do HDMI out from your 360 and then HDMI to your TV and then the USB cable to your computer. Really easy. It's great for 360. For PS3, it's a little bit more of a nightmare because...
HDCP.
Yes, because they have the piracy protection on the HDMI port on the PS3. So you have to change settings within the PS3 menu and use this other cord out. I don't know what it kind of looks like. I don't know.
It's so stupid that they even
do
that.
Like an S-Video type of cord. Like, it still looks good coming out of it, but it's like...
You have to do all the... Because I wanted to stream some PS3 stuff on, you know, on Twitch. Mm-hmm. And then I found that it has this copy protection. I'm assuming it's because it's got a Blu-ray drive and they're worried
That's why, yeah.
But it's so stupid because anybody can just get a computer. Anybody who has a computer can just rip Blu-rays anyway. So what is this really stopping people from doing? This is like the harder way to do it. That means you'd have to actually, you know, like rip it and you have to watch the movie and record it in real time as opposed to just putting it into your computer and pushing a button and walking away. I'm assuming, I don't know. I'm assuming that's how you can copy a Blu-ray. I'm assuming that works. So I don't know. And I'm worried that the new Xbox, the rumors is going to have a Blu-ray drive and they're going to put the same nonsense on there. And then goodbye
that
streaming.
That would stink because like devices like the Elgato, it's great for the 360. Okay. It's super easy.
There you go. There's the answer.
Yeah.
Backlash writes in, any updates on the new look and feel for the site? I remember last holiday season, Cheapy mentioned it was almost done, but we were waiting till January, February to release it since the holiday shopping season is so crazy. Blah, blah, blah. It's coming. It's coming. Supposedly soon. I don't know. It's not just new look and feel. It's new everything. Including a new spin-off site, a new forum backend. We're going to Envision Power Suite.
Yeah.
I know you're excited about that. I don't know. I have no time frame. Super Programmer John, last time somebody asked him, he said that it would be ready before or with coinciding with CADcast 300. I don't know if that's still true.
Oh, exciting.
There you go. Last question comes from Saunders Scowie. Says, I know that Shipwreck and the wife are enjoying Borderlands 2 co-op. Any chance of her appearing on the new show to discuss her opinions on the game a little bit?
No.
Like this show?
Well, any show.
Oh. Yeah, sure. She's sick right now, but...
Right.
She'd be down for discussing Borderlands, I think.
We can. All right. Excellent. Maybe we do a live show. I don't know. Whatever. Maybe not. We need to try test that out once. I got everything working now.
Excellent.
On Twitch. Anyway, thanks for listening, everybody. I want to remind you to follow us on Twitter, GPD, Wombat5277, and Shipwreck. Also, twitch.tv/cheapassgamer and facebook.com/cheapassgamer. And, of course, get your web hosting and domain registration needs taken care of by GoDaddy.com. 10% off any order, CAG10. $5 off a $30 order, CAG5 off 30, and $7.49 domain registrations with CAG domain. It's GoDaddy.com. Thank you very much. We will see you next week.
Bread done.
If I get a splinter, Mom gives me a cookie. If I spin my knees, she gives me some cake. Some dirt in my eye will get me some pie. Whenever I'm hurt, Mom gives me dessert. Hey, I better ask for a kiss instead of a cookie. If you want to console me.